I'm Rob Hamilton, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by RiverNewsLive.com. With the red flag warning and heavy winds, firefighters in O'Fallon have been very busy the last several days with two major fires. Firefighters from the Wentzville Fire Protection District battle a major fire at a condominium complex in the far western part of O'Fallon near Lake St. Louis on Saturday evening, resulting in one person being hospitalized with minor injuries. The blaze broke out after 6 p.m. at a three-story 12-unit building on Spring Creek Lane, prompting a second alarm. The fire, which started outside and spread to the upper levels, caused significant structural damage. The cause remains under investigation. A fire broke out around 8:30 p.m. Friday in a garage on the 200 block of Shinstock Lane in O'Fallon, which was used as a personal auto body shop. Several cars inside were destroyed and vehicles outside sustained damage, while the nearby house sustained only minor harm. No injuries were reported as homeowners were away and alerted by neighbors. Strong winds likely intensified the blaze, and while no ammunition was found, flammable materials inside the garage may have caused the reported explosion sounds. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. The Missouri State Highway Patrol has released details of a fatal crash that occurred on Wednesday afternoon in West Alton. A 61-year-old man from Berkeley, Missouri, was pronounced dead at the scene after his 2004 Chevy Silverado collided with the rear of 2005 Mack tractor on U.S. 67 near Red School Road. The report states the Silverado driver was traveling too fast for conditions when the Mack tractor slowed to turn. The crash, which happened around 2:20 p.m., caused major traffic delays with backups extending as far as the Winburg exit in North St. Louis County. The victim's name has not been released. Celebrate Irish heritage at the 4th Annual St. Patrick's Day Parade in St. Charles. Hosted by the City of St. Charles and the Ancient Order of Hibernians, the parade kicks off at 4 p.m. on Monday, March 17th. The route starts at the Lewis and Clark Boathouse parking lot, traveling down Boonslick Road to Main Street before ending at Clark Street. Families are invited to enjoy the festive event, and those interested in joining the parade can still register their floats. I'm Rob Hamilton, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by RiverNewsLive.com.